Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show. I'm running a bit behind, so forgive me. I'm trying to log into the studio now. Good, I can call in the number, huh? Anyway, so happy Thursday to you. It is our mastermind group, and I got to see if, oh my gosh, we're going to the studio. I got to see how many people show up today. So how's everybody's week been? It's been crazy for me. I'm sure it has for you, but in a good way, and it's a holiday weekend. What do they call this? Labor Day? So how cool is that, right? Have a whole holiday to recoup. But anyway, I'm excited about that. And I'm logging on to the studio, so pardon me if you can't hear me. It's been crazy today. And we have a holiday weekend. We've got some new things coming up. And so welcome to the show. I'm on. Yay. I just got back. I have dogs. So I have to take them out too as well. So we're running a little bit late this morning, but better late than never. And we got some really, really cool things to chat about, to talk about. And one of the things that I like is a friend of mine and I started doing a meditation, manifesting. It's a morning and evening meditation. Wayne Dyer actually created it. It's an ancient meditation. And so I said, I'm going to do it for 30 days, put my heart's desire about what I like to create, right? And a friend of mine, Vic, she and I do a show actually on Tuesdays at 2. We had to do it a little late because she was traveling and I had a bit of an emergency pop up. So we did it Wednesday at 2. And so she's doing it with me. So we're going to see you with 30 days of meditations for manifesting what they do, what we can create, right? How cool is that? I actually did a show on your heart's desire, creating your heart's desire on Tuesday night. And we've gotten a lot of downloads off of it. But I feel, because I've used this meditation before, and it really works well, I went to a whole new level in my business and in my personal life, right, too, as well. And people are like, email me, why'd you stop? And I'm not sure. But I'm doing it for 30 days. I got a strong message to do that. So, today is... September 3rd today, and so I started yesterday, and so we're going to see what happens. What do you want to manifest? What would you like to create? And isn't that cool? I said something the other day, and I go, I'd really like to speak in front of groups of people, right? And I put that out there, and so last night, I actually, I put that out in August, and then I got a request to speak in front of people. And I was able to do that, and two requests, actually, and get paid for it. How cool is that, right? And and then I want our book. Di and I have a book. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. So I really would like that book to really take off because it's not been out very long. It's only been out about a year and a half, and it's done well, but we want it to be really well, like the New York Times bestseller well. And so... Yeah, believe it or not, I said, open a door for us, angels, God, higher part of me. And so one of the things that I'm manifesting, and Di and I are, is for that to happen. So we got an opportunity, or we have an opportunity, and of course we took advantage of it, to put our book on the Frankfurt Book Expo, which is the largest expo in the world. How cool is that, right? And so that's what we're doing. And I said, okay, thanks. So anyway, I've been working on those two things and they've manifested. So now I'm adding the meditation, which I'm doing. And it's working, obviously, because I meditate. The meditations that you use with this is wonderful because what it does is it takes, we can always ask for the guy or the girl to call, right? Haven't you ever done that? I know I have. I've asked for him to call and please make him call. Please create him to call, right? Remember doing that? I've asked that twice now. So some of you are logging on now or will hear this later. And what happens is that we get so caught up in that, which is probably a better version of that would be, hey, bring the right guy in my life or the right girl. because I know who you're attracted to in my life, so that I can have a strong connection with them, and they'll always be there, and I'll always be there for them. And so that's been a real good one for me. And Romantic Relationship by Marianne Williamson, she bases that out of The Course in Miracles, which I started reading, and that's really helped me too as well, has really opened my eyes. And I'm saying me, so this is, I'm just sharing with you what's working for me. You know, this is a mastermind group, and I'm going to see if people are logging on, but I'm sharing what's working for me, that Course in Miracles and those personal development ones have really helped me grow. And the romantic relationships I've had forever in my, I had them so long. I've had them like for 15 years, and they're amazing. But they brought a great person into my life, and I'm so grateful for that. So Romantic Relationships by Marianne Williamson, Meditations for Manifesting by Wayne Dyer. He didn't write it, but it's an ancient meditation, and it works. But you start getting higher levels of awareness with it, so you're asking different questions. And so got a great person in my life, got a great career, got some wonderful things where I had two speaking engagements, and I just really asked for one. How cool is that? Anyway, so Ms. Tisha, what are you looking to manifest today? I got your text, by the way. You're so funny. I told you that would happen. Remember?
No, you were adamant about it. Everyone should be adamant about something, and it happened. So I always know when it's going to happen when Cherie is very adamant.
You know, can I tell you something now? Because I said, I told you I would tell you today. Anyway, we're talking last night about it, and I'm adamant about it, as she's saying. And I said, I'm going to tell you when this happened. I said, the day before yesterday, or was it yesterday or the day before? I said, tomorrow, this situation is going to happen. And you didn't even catch it. But I go, where did I get that from? I channeled it. And I was like, wow, how cool is that? You know, so anyway, and it did. And I go, okay, thank you. Sometimes there'll be a day delay with it, but, you know, your tomorrow came, and here we are today. And I know that that's made you a happy camper, happy woman, happy girl.
Well,
we're all girls.
Not yet, because like Marianne Williamson says, and what you teach out is, I'm saying, there, God, please let that person show up the right way.
There you go, exactly. And
so,
and I know, you know, some people are fans of Marianne Williamson, but she does that from The Course in Miracles, and I get it. And
I had that romantic relationship. I ordered it. I listened to it. I know what it is. So,
yeah.
You know, I just said, like, you know, it just has to be the right way. So I don't know, Cherie, tell me, is it going to be the right way or not yet?
Yeah, I think that it's becoming the right way, and that's key right there, Ms. Tisha. You know, everything is, and I'm not going to be real personal about it because I know you've got a lot of situations going on in your life, but yeah, it is, you're creating it and it's happening. And, you know, so, and I want to talk to you about that, when we get off the show this morning, but yeah, you are creating it and it's happening. So,
okay.
And I what do you feel? I want to ask you, cause you got a strong intuition. Tisha is so funny. She has a strong intuition like most of us do until we get like, oh, my gosh, I'm so stressed or depressed or this is never going to happen. You ever said that? People that are listening now or who will download it later, I know I've said it. I know you've said it, Tisha. So your now is cool and you're enjoying your moment. So tell us. Tell us what do you feel in your heart.
You know, what do I feel in my heart?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I just, you know, I just, what I feel in the heart is what I put out there a year ago. That's still there, very strong. That's what I want to happen. You know, and I know that you have to keep moving and make turns and stuff. But, you know, I want success in every area. That's really what I want in my heart, to be success in every area without hurting anyone. And, just hoping that, you know, they show up the right way because, you know, you can't keep making the same mistake over and over and over and over again, you know. One thing to be on a path, another thing is when somebody keeps doing something over and over and over again to you, there has to be a point that you say, you know, I've spent more days unhappy than happy. So, you know, it's what I want and what I know and what you know too. And we know underneath
right.
it all there's a good heart that's just getting them there. And I'll have patience because I'm not ready for anything yet, but not at my expense. I had enough at my expense.
Okay. You've had a lot of trying times. I get you. And you've had a lot of lessons that you have had to, and you still, I love Billy Joel's song, I'm Still Standing. You're still standing and you're not crawling and you're making it happen and creating it to happen. Man, I support that. We all do. And it takes guts to show up every day. And sometimes those who are listening now, I'm going to say this about you. Sometimes you guys, those who are listening now or who will listen later or download it later from whatever country you're from, this woman, you know, she reminds me of, I got to use my brain to figure this out. I'm in no condition to. And then she goes and she figures it out, you know, and, and working against all odds. And you know, and now she's getting ready to run. And good for her. And things are happening. And she never gave up. She's had to readjust, you've had to redo, you've had to fine-tune, you've had to put some nuts and bolts where you never thought you would have to do that. But look at you now, right? Isn't that cool? I think. You know, so.
I hope so.
I know.
I hope so.
And one of the things I think you had to make a priority was that, you know, love and money are the same coin, just different sides. So when you're successful, if you're... love life, however that looks, you know, sometimes love life is family and friends and you know, and soulmates. So whichever way that looks to you, because I'm trying to be as generic as possible, as well as money, you know, with your business, your career, your job, any of us, but they both need to be really balanced to be super successful and happy, you know, and you can do that, but you got to be balanced yourself, and that's what you're doing. I know Tisha and I joke because we say we're a little crazy, and aren't we all though? You know what I mean? But, you know, you have a strong base and you have a strong sense of who you are and how to create. And I admire that because you found yourself during this whole process, right? Who you really are. And she goes, I'm the law of attraction needs to work for me. I said, it's always working for you, Tisha.
Some slack here. A little slack now.
I made a little slack there.
I understand.
Aw, how sweet is that, you know? Hey, what's one thing you would do that you would, people that are starting a business, what is one thing you've learned that you need to do? I want to hear that want to start a
business.
You're
talking to me?
I am.
Definitely a strong, solid business plan. I don't think I had that in the beginning.
Okay.
I think
wow.
I jumped before
okay.
I walked.
Okay, good. So that's what you'd recommend. I get you. So that's from a woman that's had some tough lessons to learn, you know, and everything. But and you're charming and you're beautiful on the inside and the outside, but that business plan
there's
is
too
key.
Many variables that come with a business when you're starting up that you won't even know in your business plan. But if I had a little more of a solid business plan, because I was getting sales and I was like, this is working out, the law of attraction and all this, you know, then there's all that free will or variables that come along with it. And you're like, whoa, and you got to be prepared for that. And I wasn't.
I got you. Well, you're prepared now,
so,
that's for sure.
But it's really
you
hard
know.
To create a business plan without knowing, like, you know, I kind of like went hands-on to learn the business too. And I'm still learning.
Right.
It.
Yeah.
But
you
if you can get that business plan together, that's solid, do that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that's cool. The other thing I think was really, really, really important is, Tisha, you walked into a male-dominated business, okay? And so you had to learn to adjust yourself. As a woman, that had to be hard. You know, because you walked into a male-dominated business where we're full of Neanderthal men. And ladies and gentlemen
well,
that are listening to this.
The Neanderthal is the key. I knew I was walking into a male-dominated business. I targeted that for that reason. But I didn't realize how Neanderthal they were, you know. That's
okay.
What blew my mind.
Oh, yeah. Right? And
I thought, like,
wow.
I was just going to be charming, you know. But it was Neanderthal. You know? It's a little different.
You're laughing now, but I mean, I've seen her, like, and I would go, Tisha, I've been doing business myself and talked to so many businesses over the years, and I said, but I have never seen anything like this, ever. And the thing about it is that she's handled herself and now has met some incredible souls, you know, along in her industry. And not every man is a Neanderthal in that industry, but it took your time, and you had to weed through that. But I admire her so much for that. And a strong business plan, working on yourself every day, and making sure if you're creating a love life and a business life, you have a business plan for your business and a love plan for your love life. And this one's got both. Okay, so that's a cool thing. And like I said, your love life can be your family, your friends, your soulmates, whoever, you know what I mean? So I know she's got three young boys at home, and she's created a great plan for them to be healthy, happy, and creating that. That's ongoing. And so, Tisha, thank you. So anything that you want to share before I close the show? Because you and I are the only ones here today, because I sent that text out a little bit different. I'm not sure it got to people, but we'll see. How are you doing? Do anything you want to share or say before we close the call? Because I'm going to call you back, but I need about 10 or 15 minutes before I do.
I'm good. You know, I'm just, you know, prayer would be great to keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward. There's no reverse with you. You only move forward. That's for darn sure. That's a mantra of mine. There's no reverse. You only move forward. All right, my love. Take care. Mm-hmm. I'll catch up with you in about 10 or 15 minutes. Everybody who's listening now or download it later, thank you, guys. Good luck with everything. We do a mastermind show on Tuesday and Thursday. But Tisha gave you some great stuff here. Have a business plan if you're creating a new business, whether it's spirituality or for her, it's, you know, or in the organic industry, meat industry, and whatever it is, you need a business plan. And if you have, if you're working on your family, love life, whatever love life that means to you, have a plan for that love life. Put yourself first, because if you want somebody else to do that, then you need to do it for yourself first. And that's what she's learning to do. Anyway, all right, you guys, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And if you want to know more about the organic industry, do you have anything you want to put out there? Are you?
Not yet.
You know,
no, it's not ready yet.
Not yet. I know she's working on that, so that's in the future. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. And Tisha, I'll give you a call in 10 or 15 minutes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.